Isa and May by Margaret Forster, read by Susan Jameson. Chapter 1. The hardest thing to tell Isa and May was where and how I met Ian. I thought seriously about lying. I could claim I'd met him at a party, which would have satisfied May, but maybe not Isa. Isa is the sort of morally upright person who can sense a lie at once. She would have wanted to know who had given this party, where it had been held, and a load of other questions hinting at her suspicions. So I told the truth, but not the whole truth. I said I'd met him at an airport. I didn't say I'd tried to pick him up. The meeting place was scandalous enough for them. My grandmothers hated me going abroad as soon as I graduated. To May, abroad represented desertion. To Isa, it meant evasion of some sort. They ought to have been reassured by the fact that I was going to teach, but teaching English to foreign students in several countries was not what they regarded as respectable. My parents didn't approve either, but were resigned to my evident need to spread my wings. I emailed my parents often and sent regular pretty postcards as well as letters to Isa and May, and I phoned on special occasions, but they missed me, and I found I missed them too. The airport was exceptionally busy, with long and confusing queues at every stage. I was standing at the end of one queue, praying it would be the last before reaching the departure area, when a man standing in a parallel queue caught my attention. There was nothing remarkable about his looks, medium height, dark hair, slim build, or his clothes, jeans, black jacket, white T-shirt, but his composure struck me as unusual. He had a